On the line with me again is Roberto. Hello, Roberto, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Vinny.
And again, could you just give us the situation? We've been playing some of the stuff from we recorded earlier this morning, and the last time we spoke, you were in the Snake March, and we heard some interviews with Starhawk and some other of the activists there. Can you tell us what has happened since then and where you are now?
Well, the march with the entire group ended about 45 minutes ago. At that point in time, an announcement was made for any groups wishing to do direct action, which would be called going into a red to a red march, would like to do that. About 10 minutes ago, a group of, well, folks dressed in black, I don't know if they're anarchists or not, they definitely have the anarchy sign for a banner and so on, and lots of folks behind them. I'd guess the crowd here on the entire march is... looks like about 1,000, something like that. The original march was maybe 4,000 or 5,000. And they're headed downtown at this point. The police presence is picking up. It's been escorted all day by bicycle policemen here in Calgary. Now we're starting to get more vans, some motorcycle policemen, and so on as we're headed straight down into the city. Lots of skyscrapers around right now. So,
thus far, have there been any interactions with police? You mentioned that there's a bicycle contingent and all other officers seem to be increasing. Has there been any arrests or any confrontations thus far?
No, there hasn't, to my knowledge, been any arrests during this incident. Before today, there were about 6 arrests from a previous march on Sunday, but at this point, it's been fairly peaceful. As I mentioned before, fairly low police presence for this sort of thing, but it's increasing now. This is unsanctioned. I don't really know. I'm sure they have the capability. The helicopter's been overhead all day.
Now, when you say unsanctioned, could you elaborate a little bit on that? What were the tactics used by the coordinators of this march?
Well. The city refused to give a marching permit or a permit for a picnic in a park until yesterday. They finally got a permit for a picnic that's going to be here in about a couple of hours. The city claimed they couldn't find a place for it, there wasn't enough time, and so on. And finally, organizers were turned down several times with their request, and they came through yesterday with that request. There has not been a permit for a march, however, but police did not confront today, and you know, everything went fairly peacefully, and it continues to go peacefully right now, although the crowd is picking up a little bit as it marches to downtown.
So. Sounds very energetic. We can hear people chanting whose streets are streets and screaming. Can you give us a little sounds of the demo for a moment?
Sure.
And they just got quiet, of course. Okay, Roberto.
Yes.
Can you give us some idea of what people are saying there? What are some signs that you see? What have people been chanting? Those kinds of things.
Well, they're mainly obviously related to the G8. Anti-capitalist slogans are everywhere as well. The pro-labor ones. Phony aid to Africa, real democracy, those kinds of things. Let's see. Lots of down with Bush type posters here in Canada as well. You're fairly usual cross-section here in the anti-corporate globalization marches. I've had some folks burying their buttocks with no G8. Signs on them and things like that. A lot of creativity in that that manner.
Now, do you you got into Canada on Sunday night? Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you have any idea about what kind of coverage has been in the media there, the local press in Canada, about these demonstrations? What is the mood there amongst the regular citizens, people that are not participating in these demonstrations?
The media coverage has been actually better than it is in the United States. Fairly standard, however, taking the general line from the G8 leaders about how they're well-intentioned and working towards the G8, There's been some debate about Jean Chrétien, the leader here in Canada, trying to push George Bush to talk about Africa, where George Bush is trying to focus more on the war on terrorism. I guess I should say the so-called war on terrorism. And Yasser Arafat being removed from Palestine. But who's to say? I really don't know. My sources here are quite different than those, and that information comes, you know, strictly from my reading the local press.
Right. Can you give us some idea of what the demographic of the march is itself? We hear often about the anti-globalization protest movement that it's often a young, rich white college kids led movement. And is that the sense that you're getting today? Is it more diverse from past protests you've been involved in? What's the story there?
Yeah, well, it's definitely dominated by youth, but one thing I've noticed here that I haven't seen in others is there is a strong labor presence, and the idea that labor agreed to be in a march that was unsanctioned, I think was, for the organizers here, all of them, quite a positive step, something that I don't think might have been so easy in the United States, but labor seems to be much stronger up here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. What about the local businesses in the area? Are we seeing a lot of boarded up shop windows, that kind of thing?
Well, I've seen some, but I haven't seen many. Right now we've got a anarchist soccer game going on here in the middle of an intersection. They just stopped traffic in the middle of the intersection to play some soccer.
That's great.
Yesterday, they challenged the Calgary Police Department to a soccer match. No word back from them on that. The conditions were that if the anarchists lost, that they would pretend that the G8 was helpful, and they would be calm for a day. If they lost, they'd have access to Kananaskis Village, but they haven't responded back. So.
Can you get a little shot of the crowd there? Can you get up near the soccer match there, and maybe we can hear some sounds?
Yeah, we're in the middle of an intersection right now, and there's just a soccer game going on, and everybody seems to be having a real good time here. Policemen and bicycles at every possible intersection surrounding the situation, but. It's not a large contingent, not the kind of things we've seen in other places, although the numbers here are smaller at the moment as well. Like I said, about 1,000 at this point, and at each intersection there's maybe, 20 policemen, all on bicycles at each intersection.
Now, you're there in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, where in Kananaskis is located and where the G8 is physically meeting. Over in Ontario, to more east of where you are, is that right?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
Ontario. In Ontario, there's also demonstrations happening in the capital in Canada there.
Yes, in Ottawa. Uh-huh.
Have you had any updates from organizers there? Is there any sense of what's been happening there in Ontario today?
At a meeting of organizers yesterday, we got some information from Ottawa that where the parliament is, that they had shut down parliamentary tours for the day. That they'd closed elementary schools, and they'd had some other shutdowns there due to the actions of, it's called Take the Capitol in Ottawa. But that was all that we had received at that time. There was a poster up with related strikes in Spain. I don't know if you caught that on Indy Media or not, that just a few days ago protesting the EU, that they had 500,000 show up in Madrid and a couple hundred thousand in Barcelona and a couple of other Spanish cities.
Hmm. Roberto, could you wade into the crowd a little and maybe get us some voices of some of the participants there?
Sure.
Okay, again, we're speaking with Roberto. He's out in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, on the streets there, taking part in the counter protests to the G8 summit. And he's wading into the crowd now. We're going to get some participants on the line to tell us a little bit about themselves. Sounds like he's got somebody online.
Hello.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Rookie.
Rookie?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Rookie?
I'm 17.
17. Is this your first big protest today?
Yeah, there were a couple protests on Tuesday and Wednesday, but this is the first real big one.
All right, and why do you feel it's necessary to be out there in the streets of Calgary?
Why?
Yeah.
Because there's definitely something wrong with what's going on. 8 people have no right to control 6 billion. 8 people have no right to control 6 billion. And that's got to be stopped, and people have to bring up their voice, so they'll just do whatever they want, man.
Rookie, where are you from?
I'm from Edmonton.
And how far did you travel to get to Calgary? How far is that?
It was only about 3 hours. It was nothing. But we're having a tough time finding a place to stay.
Okay. What's the mood there amongst people in Edmonton? What kind of media coverage have you seen in the weeks leading up to these demonstrations?
Well, Edmonton, there were a lot of people who came down from Edmonton to Calgary. But surprisingly, there was actually a pro-G8 rally in Edmonton.
Really?
It's supposed to be on today or something.
Oh, wow.
So surprisingly, it was actually a pro G8, which is pretty bizarre. If I was up in Edmonton, I'd kick some ass, if you know what I'm saying.
How many folks did you come down there with?
We came down with 7 people in a van.
7 folks. And what kind of actions are you taking part in today?
Well, we're hanging out with the anarchists right now, and they're playing a soccer game in a crosswalk. And we're stopping traffic, I guess. We're not doing anything bad, though. We're just, you know, trying to protest.
And what is your message today to the G8 leaders?
For every dollar you give in aid, you take 2 through unfair trade. How does that make sense?
That sounds really great. Rookie, we're speaking with Rookie, 17-year-old resident of Edmonton, Canada. Any final thoughts for our listeners here in California? We're talking on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Just whenever you don't like something, you get up and you speak about it, man, because there's other people who believe in the same thing. And when you get together and you get that solidarity going, you have an action, and you can stop something you don't like.
All right. Can you pass the phone on? Is there anybody else nearby there that would like to talk with our audience?
Sure, maybe there is.
Rob, you want to talk to the Free Radio? It's Free Radio in Santa Cruz, man.
And again, we're talking with folks up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, today, June 26, 2002, here on Free Radio. Yes, Roberto.
Yes.
How are you doing there?
I'm doing okay. Right now, as he stated, the soccer game is going on. We do have the cars are picking up here and
traffic, just general people.
No, the police. They've got the streets cordoned off, but we've got the police caravan coming on right now. I think they're deciding what to do. It's fairly innocuous behavior right now. As I said, they're just having a soccer game, and somebody just scored.
Yeah. All right, so it's 1-0.
Yeah.
Sort of a World Cup of your own there.
Yeah, it's the World Cup, the Anarchist World Cup.
Anarchist World Cup there in the middle of Calgary. And who's winning?
I don't know. Let's see. I think that was the black team that just scored a point.
They're all on one team, though, aren't they? Isn't it just?
Well, they are. That makes it a little difficult to tell, but true.
And can you give us an idea of what's to come today? You mentioned to me earlier that there is going to be a memorial for Carlo Giuliani as well as some other events. Can you just give our listeners some idea of what we can expect today?
Yes, there'll be a die-in, and at that die-in there'll be people for about a half an hour that will be lying on the pavement to commemorate those that have died from AIDS and to protest the lack of funding for Africa and AIDS. There will also be a memorial to Carlo Giuliani, a protester that was shot by the Italian police last year in Genoa at that same event, and followed up with the a people's picnic in which most of the people that participated in the march earlier will also gather there for speakers. Then in the evening, about 7, there's a concert with Bruce Coburn and others. David Rovick's not attending, as I mentioned before, because he was stopped at the border.
Right. We're hoping to get David on the line, actually, to do an update about that later on in the day. Roberto, one final thought for now. We'll be checking back in with you throughout the day, but I asked Starhawk this a little earlier. I'm wondering if you could comment on this as well. You also were at the G8 summits last year in Genoa. Can you talk about, why are you there? You know, besides to report for us and give us the story on the streets, why do you feel it's necessary? What is it about the G8 specifically that you feel is so onerous, that you feel the need to travel thousands of miles to raise your voice?
Yeah, well, it's not just the G8. There's lots of other economic summits such as the WTO, IMF, those sorts of meetings. I think all of these economic summits, so to speak, are being challenged by lots of people in the streets. And this is kind of a real test because of 9/11, the war on terrorism, and I think it has turned people away to some extent. The numbers are certainly lower here. We couldn't get closer to the summit. This is the first G8 that's sort of met out into the woods and had high security and things like that. So it's not just the G8, but I'm interested in what you know, people around the world are thinking about this. This is a worldwide movement, and in particular, the 9/11's had a you know, at least a stultifying effect to some extent, and it looks like it may be on the comeback here, and that's why I'm interested in covering these types of stories.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time and energy and some great expense, actually, to get the phone going and get yourself up there to report for us and give us the story here live on Free Radio. I certainly, for one, appreciate it, and I know our listeners do, too.
Okay.
So we'll be checking back with you, and we hope that you'll be safe up there and whatever happens. And please call if anything is happening that's urgent. We'll put you right on. We'll break into whatever programming we have going today. And we're going to try and also get some phone calls in later from Ottawa, and so maybe we'll be able to spread the information around to you as well.
Okay. Thank you, Vinny.
All right. Take care, Roberto.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we are here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM.